Okay, so we're starting with question number 17. Smack in the middle of the sugya of the Gezeira de Kederish Ein HaBas Yoma. And we come to a question of whether it's mutter to use a klicheres, which is Eino Ben Yoma. So we have a few shitos. The Ran says that you are not allowed to use a klicheres, which is Eino Ben Yoma, because No Saint Tam Lefagam is Asur Lechatchila. The Chachmei Vincia, not sure where that actually is in Europe, but they say that you are allowed to use it. Why? Because they understand Lechatchila and Bidiyeved like Tagos Ashri. That Bidiyeved is that there are no options. Right? Lechatchila is when there are options. Bidiyeved is when there are no options. Therefore, because there are no other options for the klicheres, I mean, there's no option of hagala, so there's no option except to break it, so it's only aser b'dieved, but it's mutter l'shtamish l'chatchila. Tagos Ashri says that you are not allowed to use it. Why? He says that it's a gezira of she'ena bas yoma atu bas yoma. Right, that's the sheet of Tagos Ashri. That in theory it would be allowed to be used, like the Chachmei Vincia say, but there's a gezeira, right, where gozer kli she'ena bas yoma atu kli bas yoma. So, what is, the tam of the gezeira? Right? Why were the chachamim gozer on a kedera she'ena bas yoma atu bas yoma? So Tosfos says because there is a in the kedera there was a tam meshubach. And that was nefach into a tam pagum. So because it was so close, and we can't necessarily tell, so we're going to be gozer. And the Ran suggests that because no sin tam lefagam, lechatchila is usher. That's why we have the gzera. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is a case of water that was cooked in a kedera she'eno ben yoma. So for Tosfos is going to say it's mutter to use the water because we're only gozer on the kalim. And for Tosfos, the gezer is only on the kalim. Right? It's all about whether it's a tam shubach or a tam pagum in the kli. It's all about the kli. It's nothing to do with the water. So the water itself is fine. For the Ran, however, it's going to be usr. Why? Because mayim is cheap. And it's a maichal lechatchila. Right? And the gezera is going to be in all cases of lechatchila, not just in kelim. So, therefore, no sentam lefagam lechatchila is going to be usr. And therefore, the mayim is going to be usr. So, moving to the next sugya, question number 18, which begins the sugya of Te'imas Kfela and the Ne'emanos of an Akram in Isurim. So this sugya produced five questions on the Chazara questions. So buckle down. So question number 18 talks about that, right? The fact that in the Gemara we know that we're Somech on the Te'imas Kfela Arma. So we spoke about in Shir, what's the din if there is not Shishim in the Heter, can I get an Isser? And the Kfela doesn't taste the Tam Isser, meaning there's no Tam Isser, if the Kfela doesn't taste any Tam Isser, but there's no Shishim. Right, this is quote-unquote the Nafkamina case between all the different Shitos. And this is where all the different Shitos come out. So we have four different Shitos. Rashi, according to the Havana of the Or Gadol, is that he says that in Ochel, right, we need Shishim. We always need Shishim. We need both. We need the Te'imas Kfela, but we also need Shishim always. Right? But in the Kli Isser, so you don't need Shishim. Right? The more important part relative to us is we're talking about food. But we could also, in theory, be talking about a Kli. So Rashi, according to the Havana of the Or Gadol, it's dependent on whether it's Ochel or whether it's a Kli. Right? For Ochel, we're going to need Shishim. If it's a Kli, we're not going to need Shishim. For the Rosh, right, we don't need Shishim. We are somech on the kfela. The Ramban says, is mechalik a little bit, that if it's a case where there's only tam, right, then we're going to be somech on the kfela. But if nimoach kola iser, right, and the guf ha-iser was nimoach, it's totally mixed in, so then we also need shisha. Right, it's not enough to just have the ti'imas kfela. The Rambam has a fourth shita, and he says that if you have a guy, if there's the kfela, so you need ti'imas kfela. And if he, and we rely on the kfela bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Right, if he's not toim atam iser, then it's mutter even without shishim. And parenthetically, right, that takes care of the question, but parenthetically, if he was toim atam iser, even shishim wouldn't work through mevatel. It's still going to be aser. Even if there was shishim, it's still going to be aser if he's toim atam iser. So it's all based on the ti'imas kfela. Right, nothing to do with shishim. We don't need shishim if the kfela isn't toim atam iser. And based on the Gemara, when would everybody agree to be matir if there's shishim keneged the iser in a taroves, even without a ti'imas kfela? So we could think of potentially two cases. Number one, even if a kfela is there in a taroves min b'mina, we're going to rely on shishim. And if there's no kfela there, then even in a taroves of min b'she'eno mino, shel iser, we're going to rely on shishim as well, according to everybody. That's stated in the Gemara. Moving to question number 19. So why is a kfela ne'eman? Right, to say that that there's no tam iser in a tavshil. Right, hare we know that a goy is chashud l'shakir. Right, so this came up, right? We started talking about the different kovim, and we asked four different questions. So the first question was about the case, whether we need shishim or not. That was question number 18. Now this has to do with the second question and the third question we asked. The second and the third question we asked were, do you need dafka kfela, or is a stam goy going to be okay, and why is the goy ne'eman? Right, and that's the second half of question number 19 also, right? Do you need dafka kfela? So why is the kfela ne'eman? And do you need dafka kfela? And again, we have four shitos in this matter, which we spoke about in shir. We have first the shita of Rashi. The shita of Rashi is that you need dafka kfela, and he's ne'eman b'misiach l'fituma. If he does not know that he's paskening your shiloh, quote unquote, then we're going to believe the kfela. But if he knows what's going on, then we're not going to believe the kfela here. Tosfos agrees that you do dafka need a kfela. However, Tosfos argues about why he is ne'eman, why the kfela is ne'eman. It's not because of meseach l'fituma. Even if the kfela is not meseach l'fituma, right, and he knows what's going on here, he's still not going to lie. He's still going to be ne'eman. Why? Because there's a chazaka that he's not going to be mara nafshe. He's not going to, because if he's really a shef, right, if he's really a kfela, so if he lies about the fact that there's a tam here or not, then we're going to know if he's lying. And if he's lying, then it's going to ruin his whole business, his whole career. And nobody's going to put their career in jeopardy for this question, even if they don't like Jews a lot. The third shita is the shita of the Rashba, who says that it's the Rashba does not dafka need a kfela. Right? He's mechalik. If you have a kfela, so then he's going to be ne'eman, even if it's not meisech l'fitumo, because he's not going to be mara nafshe. Right, similar to Tosos. Right, that's one side. But we don't dafka need a kfela. If you don't have a kfela, even a stam goy is going to be okay, and he's going to be ne'eman v'meisech l'fituma. The Rambam brings a fourth shita in the sugya, and the Rambam says that it's lav dafka a kfela. And the Rambam also says, so first of all, you don't need a kfela, and second of all, you're neman even without mesech fituma. Why? That's a little bit crazy, but just parenthetically, because we're going to get to it a little bit, we're going to get to it soon, but he's neman because if we say that if we can be mevarer what he's saying, so then there's a chazaka that the guy's not going to lie. I mean, he's not going to lie if he can get caught in his lie. Right? That's apparently something that we say in humanity, I guess, that they're not going to lie if they're not going to lie if they can be caught in their lie. Okay. Moving on in the questions. Right, how does this whole idea of Mesech Lefitumo work? So you're mentioning Mesech Lefitumo, and that's enough to be Ma'amin, right? So what's Pshat? Why are we able to be, why is a guy Ne'eman de Mesech Lefitumo? So for that, we had three options. Right, we know that a guy is only Ne'eman de Mesech Lefitumo and Dinim de Rabbanon. Right, but a tavshil that has a tam iser is aser midaraisa. Right, so we have three explanations. The first is of the Trumas Hadeshem, who says that Mesech L'Fituma works here. Why? Because it's a din derabanan. Tam keker is only derabanan. It's not daraisa. It's only derabanan. And therefore Mesech L'Fituma is going to work. Derabanan, derabanan. Fine, shine. However, we said that that answer was a little bit challenging because Rov Rishonim say that Tom Kicker is the Raisa. So let's move away from the answer of the Shulman Sadeshin to find a better answer as to why Mesech Lefitumo is going to work. So the Taz said, Mesech Hiluk, that even in a Daraisa, Mesech Lefitumo is going to work. But it's only going to work in a case where you only need Ne'emanus. Right, if you need ne'emanus, Mesech Lefitumo is going to work. Because if you're Mesech Lefitumo, you have a ne'emanus. So the ne'emanus matches up. However, if you need an edus, Mesech Lefitumo is not going to work if you need an edus d'araisa. But in our case, all you need is a ne'emanus. It's a surin, you need a ne'emanus. Erechad ne'eman be surin, right? We only need a ne'emanus here. And Mesech Lefitumo is going to be enough for that ne'emanus. The Shach gives a third option. And he says that Mesech Lefitumo, a guy is Ne'eman be Mesech Lefitumo, because it's Efshar Lameka Mamilse. Right? We can check his lie if he's lying. So therefore, he's going to tell the truth if he's Mesech Lefitumo. So Stam, in a Stam case, Mesech Lefitumo is not going to work on a Deraisa. But because it's Efshar Lameka Mamilse, so that elevates Mesech Lefitumo in this specific case. And that could explain the Rambam like we explained in the previous question. Right. That's how we answered for the Rambam. As to why the Rambam says that even a Stam guy, even without Mesech Lefitumo. So moving towards question number 21. So this was a continuation of, I guess, those two questions, questions 2 and 3, moving to the fourth question of what's the problem if a Jew is towing. But just before we get to whether a Jew is towing, right, are we somech on Titmas Kfela Bizman Hazeh, and why? So the Ramah says that we are not somech on Kfela nowadays, we are Mishar B'Shishim. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that perhaps the reason for the Ramah is that we're choshesh and we're machmir for all the different shitos of the Rishonim. Right, we don't know which one is right. Right, we don't know which reason is right. Why are we ma'amin a kfela? Right, there are reasons to be ma'amin. There are reasons not to be ma'amin in every case. Right, meaning for one, right, you might need mesiach levitumo. For the other, mesiach levitumo doesn't necessarily help you. right? Maybe it's worse if he's misdeif of the Ketumah. Maybe it's better that he knows what he's saying because it's chazak ed lo mar nafshe. So there are so many reasons to go back and forth whether we're going to be, whether the kfil is going to be neman, not neman, that better to just, we're not going to believe any kfilah, we're not going to believe any guy, right? Right, so we're not gonna be, we're not gonna believe any kfilah at all. Right, so therefore we're not gonna be somech on the kfilah, but we are somech on the kfilah in Isurei Derabanan, because everybody agrees that Mesiach Ketumah works by Derabanan. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger said. The Shach says that we're not somech on a kfilah, but we are somech on Te'ima. Right, the Rama was very careful in his Lashon. He says, right, the Rama, right, the Rama said, right, that Ve'ein Nogan Achshav Lismoch HaOved Kochavim. Right, not that we're not somech on the Te'ima of Avodos Kochavim, but we're not somech on the Avodos Kochavim. Meaning we are somech on Te'ima. Right, Te'ima, we are going to be somech on. So we're not somech on the Te'imas Kfela, but we are still somech on Te'imas Yisrael. Because Eirechon is Neman B'Yisurin, and everybody agrees that we can be somech on Yisrael, obviously. So we're not somech on a Kfela anymore. That's it. But we are still somech on Te'ima. So it's just mechal between Te'ima and Kfela. So Te'imas Kfela. So we're somech on Te'ima, but not Kfela. What? We can still be somech on the Te'ima of a Jew.
Okay.
Right, but we're not going to be somech on the Te'ima of a Kfela. But the Rama was very meduic to say that we're not somech on the Avodas Kochavim, on the Ovid Kochavim. Not that we weren't somech on the Te'ima of the Avodas Kochavim. Meaning we are still somech on Te'ima. Fine. So that brings us to the question of is Yisrael allowed to be towing? Right? Can Yisrael be towing with his tongue, right, Belshono, and then spit it out if there's a suffix Isser min HaTorah? Right? What's the deal with that? So, the Drisha says that it's Usser for a Yisrael to be towing a suffix Isser min HaTorah, Belshono, and then to be pulling. The Drisha says Usser in that case. So the Taz asks a question on the Drisha. The Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a behema that doesn't have the mara in the kaved, right? If there's no this
gallbladder.
The gallbladder. Yeah. And there's like a bitterness or a bile in the gallbladder, something in the gallbladder. Right, if there's nothing in the liver or the gallbladder, however we define the kaved, I'll bow my opinion to the Israeli over here. So we open it up, and a Jew can taste it. And if he tastes the proper taste or the tam mara, right, then it's going to be kosher. If not, it's going to be a trefa. But if you taste it, it's going to be kosher, because we say that. Mistama, lechora, the mara was there, mitchila. So we see that it's mutter to be toned the lashon in a safik eser min haTorah, right? Safik trefa, it's aser midaraisa. We see that you can taste. So Drisha knew what's pshat. So the Shach answers for the Drisha. That potentially the case of the Mara is different. B'derech klal, right, in a normal situation, it is aser to be toning b'lashon in a safek eser min haTorah. But here, this case is different. Right? The halacha is that it's not, right? The halacha is that you can't taste with your tongue. But this situation is different. Halacha X, situation Y. Right? This situation is different, and we were here, we rely on rove. Right? That rove animals have the mara. So we can assume that there was a mara. And therefore, we have a kula that you're allowed to taste. You're allowed to taste with your tongue here. But in a stam case, the halacha is that you would not be able to. So, moving forward, right, So getting back to, based on this, what our case is talking about, the original case of the sugya of te'imas kfela, right? What case of te'ima are we dealing with in the case of te'imas kfela? Is it a case of te'ima b'lashon or te'ima ayde achila? So the drisha can say very simply, because he says that it's usher for Yisrael to be toim a safek eser min ha-torah b'lshono, and then to be polite, he says that the sugya of te'imas kfela is talking about that, right? A Jew can't do that, so you need a kfela to do that. He's talking about a case. So he says that the case is a case where you're being toim b'lashon, and you need a kfela there because it's usher for Yisrael to be toim b'lashon in a safek eser min ha-torah. However, the Taz, who questioned the drisha, and the Rivash as well, say that we're not talking about that case. It's mutter for Yisrael to be toim b'lashono and to be poli. So to be talking about a case where you're just tasting with your tongue and spitting out, wouldn't do. Why are you bringing in a kfela? There's no need to complicate things by bringing in a non-Jew. Just stick with the Jew here. Right? So it must be that we're talking about a case of te'ima al yedei achila, where you're tasting by swallowing, right? And everybody knows that, right? Maybe your mom might taste with her tongue, but when you're tasting the food on Erev Shabbos, everybody knows you're tasting al yedei achila, you know? You're not just settling for a lick of the kugel, you know? You're eating a piece of the kugel. You know, you're not going to lick the kugel. That's kind of gross. You're going to take a bite out of it. Okay, fine. The corner piece is missing. Shine whatever, the guests you're having for Shabbos will deal with it. Right? But we're talking about a te'ima yedei achila, a real te'ima. Not a fake little licking the kugel te'ima, a real and eating the kugel te'ima. And I'm tasting it, you know, and then half the kugel's gone. Fine. But a te'ima, but a real te'ima. If it's just a te'ima b'lashon, the Yisrael could do it. Right? But to eat it, Yisrael's not going to eat a suffix Yisrael in the Torah. Right? Even for just a te'ima, Yisrael can't do that. So for that case, we need a kfela. Right? That's because that case is dafka usher for Yisrael to do. By a suffix Yisrael. Not that te'ima b'lashon. Te'ima b'lashon Yisrael can do. But this case, dafka, of te'ima yedei achila, we need a kfela to do it because Yisrael can't. So that concludes that answers the fourth question of whether Yisrael can do it. That was the fourth question in the sugya. Whether Yisrael can, what's the problem if Yisrael is tomu poli? So it's a machlokas. Right, and that can then come back and tell us what case we're dealing with in the case of the te'imas kfela. So that concludes the sugya of te'imas kfela and nemanas akum b'yisurin. So we now move to this sugya that kind of took us through the rest of this man of no same tam bar no same tam, otherwise known as not bar not. Right? And we're talking about the three different cases of alu, nisbashlu, and nitzlu. That's how we started this sugya. So we first begin with the Gemara, right? When is Shmuel mode to Rav? Right, we know that Shmuel holds that not bar not is mutter, and Rav holds that not bar not is asur. So when is Shmuel mode to Rav? According to the Gemara brings the case that Shmuel is mode to Rav, that not bar not is asur, in a davar mar, a davar charif, because the tam is strong and it's going to overrule the not bar not. That was the case of the tznon. So we have other cases, however, that the Rishonim say that maybe Shmuel is also moded to Rav. The Rivan Bidas Rashi says that the case of Nisbashlu or Nitzlu is going to be a case where Shmuel is going to be moded to Rav. That by Olu, not bar not, is going to be mutter. But Nisbashlu or Nitzlu, if it was cooked or roasted, then it's going to be the not bar not's going to be usser. Fine. The Sefer HaTruma brings another Shita. Sefer HaTruma says that only in Nitzlu is Shmuel going to be moded to Rav. But Nisbashlu is, there are three Nosnei Tam there. And therefore, Nisbashlu is going to be mutter. So the Sefer HaTruma says that only in the case of Nitzlu is Shmuel moded to Rav. So we then dove into the Shita of the Rivan. And we said, perhaps we have two ways to explain the Shita of the Rivan. The first is the Rush. The Rush said that, so why does the Rivan say that only Alu is going to be mutter, because Alu is only Mavliak de Klipa. However, Bishel is going to be Mavliya Bakula, and therefore it's going to be Usser, even in a case of no same time by no same time. It's still going to be Usser, because it's Mavliya Bakula. However, we had some problems with that interpretation, because we know that Tzli is only Mavliak de Klipa. However, if we'd say that it follows the rule of Mavliak de Klipa, like the case of Alu, so then we're saying that Tzli is going to be Mutter. No same time by no same time. Tzli is at least as Usser as Bishel. So therefore we came onto a second interpretation of what the Rivan might be saying. Second explanation. And this was a lashon that we found in the Ramban, that perhaps Bishel is more chamur than Alu, because it's more cham, it's hotter than Alu, and it's nechshav like it's tam rishon, right? It's thought it's like tam rishon because of that chamimus. So therefore, it's not going to have the heter of no same time by no same time. And with that explanation, we don't have a question of tzli, right? Because tzli is also very hot, and therefore it's also going to be also just like Bishel. Then we went through in Shir, we went through Tosos. And Tosos brought two rayas for the Rivan, was Doche those two rayas, and then brought another raya against the Rivan, and was also Doche that raya. So we don't actually know what's Pshat in the Rivan. But we at least have a lot of rayas, you know? So the first raya that Tosos brought was from the case of the Tznon. Right? And if the Harifos is going to make the Tznon Usser, even though it's not by not, then certainly Bishel should be Usser in a case of not by not, because there's no way Bishel is less chumra than Harifus, right? Harifus is a chumra, right? It's just a Bishel, like Bishel is, it should be more chumra l'chumra than Harifus. So that should be a raya that there's no not by not by Bishel. So Tosas was doche that raya, because the Lashon Acher in Rashi is that the Shuman is Kurish on the Sukkin that you're cutting the Tznon with. And therefore, it's Be'en, and it's Tam Rishon. And it's not Usser because of the Harifus. Or rather, it's Usser because it's Tam Rishon Shalisser. Therefore, and then that's going into the Kusach. And therefore, this has nothing to do with not bar not. Or we can't learn anything about not bar not from here. So that's how we retoka the first raya. The second raya that Tosus brings for the Rivan is from the case of baking bread. Right? We know that we can't have milchik or fleshik bread. We can't bake bread specifically milchiks or fleshiks. Right? Unless there's unless we say it's ke'en Torah. Right? Meaning it has to have a particular shape, or it's a duffer muat, right? It's small, it's a small amount, or it has a specific shape, right? So now, what happens if the case you coat the whole oven with the elia, with the tail? Right? The tail has apparently, I guess, greases the oven nicely, because there's probably not much nutritional content in the tail. So what happens in that case? So we say that you need hesek hatanur. You need to totally burn out the whole oven and get the whole oven out. The whole, like, you have to basically redo the whole oven. You have to burn out the whole oven before anything is mutter there. That's mashma. That kinuach is not enough. Right? Just wiping out the oven is not enough, and cleaning out the oven is not enough. You need to do a hesek. Kinuach is not going to be enough. However, that sounds like the heter of not bar not is not going to work by afia, right? Because if you do a kinuach, then that would only be not bar not for the bread that you're baking, and we still said that that's not going to work. That the bread would still be usser unless you do a hesek. So if it doesn't work by afia, so the Chorah should also not work by Bishel. So therefore, that's going to be a raya for the Rivan, that there's no heter of not by Bishel. So Tosfos was docha that raya by saying no. In that case, you're misunderstanding. If you could do a kinuach, then it would be napar not, and it would be mutter in a chanami. However, what's going on in that case? That case, kinuach is not going to do anything. There is so much grease there. They fried so many latkes there that there's so much grease in that oven that a kinuach is not going to do anything. It's still going to be be'en if you try to do a kinuach. You need a hesek. If you don't do a hesek, it's still going to be there be'en. Right? And that's going to be tam rishon. Right? So therefore, it's not a raya that that nap bar not's not going to work by bishul. So Tosfos brought one raya against their Ivan. And that was from the Gemara in Zvachim. That says that you can be mevashel shlomim, right? We know that shlomim is mutter for 2 days and one night. So let's say I was mevashel my shlomim in a pot, right? And I put them in a pot on, let's say today is Monday, so on Monday. Then I bring another shlomim on Tuesday, right? And I use that same pot for the shlomim, right? So, and I didn't wash it out. Right, so that shlomim, right, from the previous day, right, that's going to become nosar by, right, the shlomim from Monday is going to be nosar by Tuesday night. Right, so now the shlomim that I'm cooking it in on Tuesday, right, l'chora, that should be, right, if there's no such thing as not bar not, a heter of not bar not, by Bishul, so then the shlomim that you just cooked on Tuesday should also be usher come Tuesday night, because it has the nosar, it has the shlomim from Monday cooked into it, and it's going to become nosar on Tuesday night. Right? So l'chora, that's a raya, meaning because you're able to do that, and we say that it's that the next day's shlomim is nase gil chavero. Right? So l'chora, that shows that there is a heter of not bar not by Bishul. Right? That it's mevatel, whatever was there, and it's, you know, right, it's only tam sheni, so it's not going to be no same tam, right? And therefore, it's not going to be usher come Tuesday night. Your shlomim from Tuesday is only going to be usher come Wednesday night. So we should l'chora see from there that there's a raya, that there is no not bar not. Sorry, that there is a heter of not bar not by Bishul. So Tosfos was docha this raya as well. That in that case, even if you're mevashel shlonim in a kedera of chatas, right, which is usher for any non-kohen to eat anyhow, right, even that case is going to be mutter, even though it's isura bala. Why? Because kachim is different. The whole din of kachim is totally different, and it's not even going to be shayach to nap or not. By kachim, we are mukima deoraisa, and therefore, because it's min b'mino, it's going to be batel barov, and therefore we're going to say it's mutter. Not because of nap or not being mutter, but because of bittel. It's batel barov. And there's no shaychos of nap or not going on here, and therefore it's not going to be a raya that nap or not is going by Bishul is going to be. It's not going to be a heter by Bishul.
Would be allowed to eat the shlomim?
If it was cooking the same pot as the chatas, yeah.
Because it's bittel, not because...
Because there was bittel. Not because it's nap or not. Nothing to do with nap or not. Because it's bittel. Because by kachim, we have a din that we're mokim adar reisa, and that min b'mino is bittel barov. Okay. So, moving to the final question that we're going to deal with today, the continuation of the sugya, the end of the sugya, really. Why does it say in our Gemara, Dagim She'olu B'Ka'ara? Right, that was the case in our sugya. Of Dagim She'olu B'Ka'ara. Right, they were in the Ka'ara, that you were Mevashel B'Basar, and then you want to eat it with the Kusach. So why do we hidafka the lashon of Olu? So the Rivan, for the Rivan, it's very Pasha. Right? Why is it a case of Alu? Because every other case would be Usr. Can't say Nizbashlu, can't say Nitzlu, so it has to be Alu. Right? It was Alu Bakara. Right? It just happened to have been in the Kaara. So it has to dafka say alu. The Rambam says that it's dafka alu. Why? Because if it said nisbashlu, we would have thought dafka nisbashlu, because there's three nosnetam, and only there would be mekil. So therefore we have to say alu also, to teach us that that even by alu it's going to be mutter. So why didn't we say nitzlu according to the Rambam? Why didn't we say dagim shen nitzlu b'ka'ara? So from the Bach we saw that, right, the Bach said that it's pashut, that if both are hot, right, if the food and the kedera are both hot, shneim chamin, so it's for sure going to be mutter. And therefore we dafka said alu, because that's a case where it's echad cham and echad son. And even there, it's going to be mutter. So we didn't say nitzlu, because we wouldn't have known the case of echad cham and echad sonin was mutter if we said the case of nitzlu, which is shneim chamin. Right, that's why we didn't say nitzlu, because we have to say dafka alu. Right, so we wouldn't have known the case of alu. That's why we didn't say nitzlu. I believe that that concludes the sugya, and that's where we're gonna stop for now. And I guess Josh will finish it up tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, with questions 25 through 30.